Illinois' public university presidents come together to praise the state's new $45 billion capital bill.
The Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan is proof that when our government leaders come together, transformative impacts occur.
That's ISU President Larry Dietz. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, July 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker's statewide victory lap after the passage of the $45 billion capital bill, the state's first major building plan in a decade. ISU President Larry Dietz joined Pritzker in Urbana earlier this week to brag about the capital bill, which will pay for $2.9 billion for higher education, including deferred maintenance and new projects.
Rebuild Illinois allows us to be responsive to the maintenance and construction needs of our students, faculty, and staff at our fine arts complex and Milner Library that have gone unaddressed for far too long.
ISU expects to receive $89.2 million to renovate Milner Library, plus another $40 million for deferred maintenance. The new state budget, which lawmakers approved, sets aside $61 million to renovate the College of Fine Arts building. The state approved that project in 2009 and have included the money in subsequent budgets, but lawmakers never appropriated the money.
The Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan is proof that when our government leaders come together as advocates for public higher education, transformative impacts occur that can benefit the more than 166,000 students enrolled on our campuses statewide.
Pritzker has been touring the state to highlight different parts of the bill. The city of Bloomington and town of Normal, for example, are still waiting to find out which local road projects will be funded.
What's happening with these investments in higher education is a microcosm of what we're doing all across the state in so many other arenas. We're fixing decades-old problems.
The capital bill is paid for through a series of major gambling expansions, plus an increased gas tax and other vehicle fees. Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A garage fire at 400 Wildberry Drive in Normal caused an undetermined amount of damage to the garage. The home escaped with minimal smoke damage. Normal Fire Department says the fire started in a garbage can where the homeowner had deposited fireworks they'd used earlier in the evening. And former Peoria Congressman and U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is pointing to his home state as a prime example for improving infrastructure funding on the national level. After applauding Illinois for raising the gas tax to fund that capital bill, LaHood says it's time the federal government takes similar action. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. Late last month, the Supreme Court ruled that adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census violates federal law. Julie Dowling is one of several researchers who opposed adding that question. She's a professor at U of I and vice chair of the Census Bureau's National Advisory Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. IPR's Lee Gaines asked Dowling why she opposes adding a citizenship question to the census.
Well, in our current political climate, there's a lot of hostility towards immigration. Obviously, we have all of these, the issues of humanitarian crisis along our borders. And so to have something like that on the census form right now during this political climate would be highly problematic. We already have data on citizenship that we get from the American Community Survey, and we don't really need to have that on the census form, which is that really meant to just be a head count of every individual living here for the purposes of congressional representation and funding. So to have anything on there that would possibly cause hesitation or decrease participation, it's just that it's not necessary. It's not something you want to have. There's also the issue that the question, as it was being planned, was not tested right now. And so you really can't put a question on a form that goes out to everyone in this country without seeing how it's going to work.
And why is it important that people that aren't citizens participate in the census?
Well, it's supposed to be a head count of everyone living in this country, whether or not you are a citizen or not. And that includes legal permanent residents, because many individuals are here legally but are not citizens because they have not pursued or are not eligible as of yet to pursue their citizenship. You also might have people who are undocumented, but they still utilize resources in the community, in the area. And that's important for planning, say, you know, where should a hospital go? Where should a school go? Those individuals are still a part of our society, regardless of whether or not they are a citizen or not.
And do you think the Trump administration's attempt to add this question to the 2020 census will have any impact on participation, even though it won't be on the census?
Well, the thing is that about a year ago, a little over a year ago, is when we started seeing this in the media, right, about the attempts to add a citizenship question. And so last summer when they were doing sort of a dress rehearsal of the census in Providence, Rhode Island, they did something called the Census 2018 end-to-end test. And even during that test, even though on that form there was no citizenship question, you were still seeing some people not wanting to participate because of the citizenship question, and it wasn't on the form yet.
And in a state like Illinois, are you concerned that this is going to impact participation here?
Well, yes. Illinois is a very diverse state with a lot of immigrant communities and a lot at stake here in terms of congressional representation and federal funding with regard to the census. And so I think it'll be really, really important in terms of the messaging to be sure people know and understand that it's not going to be there on the form, the citizenship question, and also to get them to understand the importance of their participation, because we have high levels of undercount in certain pockets of Illinois, and being sure to reach those individuals that are considered to be hard to count, which includes linguistic and racial minorities, lower income person, rural communities. And so we're going to have to do a lot of outreach with these communities to be sure people understand that their participation is important.
And what's at stake for Illinois if we don't do those outreach efforts, if the state has an undercount of these populations?
We're looking at a lot of loss of federal funds. You also have the loss of congressional representation, the possibility of losing seats in Congress due to a lack of count in certain communities. There is just so much that your community will lose out on if you don't fill this out.
That's IPR's Lee Gaines with Julie Dowling, Vice Chair of the Census Bureau's National Advisory Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Public Library hosts the How To Festival on Saturday from 10 to 1. It's a good opportunity to learn how to shoot a hockey puck, spin yarn, rock climb, or make your own greeting cards, among other skills. Thanks for listening. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.